And as we go into our last segment here on Morning Cannolis, we're chatting still about voting in America this morning. Chatting about the Voting Rights Act and these two major cases 9 years ago and 1 year ago that dramatically implicated the right of all Americans to vote, especially those of color. Chatting right before the break about this case called Brnovich coming out of the Supreme Court 1 year ago, finding that these two statutes in the state of Arizona that inhibited, that restricted the capacity of people to vote as they had for a long period of time are in fact legal under the Voting Rights Act in Section 2, and prompting a strong dissent, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg violently, virulently responded to the decision of the majority in Shelby County. Likewise, a strong dissent as to Brnovich as well. This one comes from the pen of Justice Elena Kagan, joined by Associate Justices Breyer and Sotomayor. Not surprisingly, she says this about what the Supreme Court did 1 year ago. She says, if a single statute represents the best of America, it is the Voting Rights Act. And it marries two great ideals, democracy and racial equality. Goes on to say this about the Supreme Court. What is tragic here in rendering this decision that limits Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act is that the court has yet again rewritten in order to weaken a statute that stands as a monument to America's greatness and protects against its basest impulses. What is tragic is that the court, she says, has damaged a statute designed to bring about an end of discrimination in voting. So a strong opposition to the decision by the majority, again, to serve a blow to Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, limiting the capacity, not removing it entirely, but limiting the capacity of the Department of Justice to go into court and seek a civil remedy for that legislation that may be passed, has been passed, is going to be passed by state legislatures to inhibit rights of access to voting. And so that's where we are in America today. And that is the state of the law today with respect to the Voting Rights Act and the arc of history from 1965 until 2022, Brnovich and Shelby County carving out what was established by the United States Congress, reenacted by the Congress multiple times, reaffirmed by the United States Supreme Court on 4, 5, 6 different occasions over recent decades until recently. And so the question is, what do you do? What do you do to try to restore the Voting Rights Act, Sections 4 and 5 that reestablish this clearance provision that ensures that those places that historically have discriminated against people based upon race and color and national origin and language, what do you do to restore that? What do you do to give vitality back to Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act to ensure the Department of Justice can, in fact, run into courts and enforce the broad provisions of it? Well, there is legislation, again, as we have talked on many different occasions, under the basic principles of civics under our Constitution, the United States Congress, the House of Representatives, and the United States Senate can, in fact, enact legislation to do what's called a Shelby fix, a Brnovich fix. And in fact, there's been legislation introduced in every Congress since Shelby and even since Brnovich to do fixes that restore the Voting Rights Act to the vitality that it had before Shelby County and before the hit accomplished by Brnovich. What is that legislation? We know it probably most significantly as the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. The John Lewis Voting Rights Act of 2021, named after this icon, this lion, again, coming out of the South. We know him well. We know him well for the work that he did on behalf of voting rights, of civil rights, his involvement in Selma and in the other protests in American history. There were attempts to identify voting rights and other rights, other civil rights, as important to every single American, including but not limited to those of color. And so John Lewis, before he died recently, proposed amendments to the Voting Rights Act that would address the problems that Chief Justice John Roberts identified in Shelby County. He put together a new clearance provision that would provide and respond to, in many ways, the concerns that the Chief Justice had about the antiquity, the anachronistic nature of the Voting Rights Act, as the Chief Justice identified, said, you know, under my new codification of this, the formula would subject jurisdictions that meet this criteria, a state that had 15 or more voting rights violations in the last 25 years, a quarter century. If you've got 15 violations in that period of time, a state that had 10 or more voting rights violations, and at least one of those violations were committed by the state itself within the last 25 years. In other words, state action, or finally, a subdivision, any state that had three or more voting rights violations within the last 25 years, also subject to that. In other words, he establishes some updated coverage principles and guidelines that would respond to Shelby County and the concerns of the Supreme Court, puts those together in the Voting Rights Advancement Act, ultimately bears his name after his untimely death, and that legislation is introduced in Congress. It passes previous Congresses. That legislation also passes the 117th Congress, only, however, in the House of Representatives. On August 24th of 2021, the U.S. House of Representatives passes a version of the John Lewis Voting Rights Act by a vote of 219-212. But you know the history here. November 3rd of 2021, the bill fails to pass the Senate after failing to get the 60 votes needed to invoke cloture under the filibuster. You know that story well, all right? And so the legislation is there to change, to address Shelby County. The Freedom to Vote Act, which is the most recent iteration of this omnibus bill, also incorporates changes to and enhancements of Section 2 to address Brnovich, to address these things that Justice Alito identified as being okay under Section 2, strengthening the Voting Rights Act. That, too, proposed in legislation passed by the House of Representatives and likewise passed on to the United States Senate. We know that the Freedom to Vote Act, that again incorporates a Shelby fix, that incorporates a Brnovich fix, that addresses the things we've been talking about that impacted the effectiveness of the Voting Rights Act. On January 19th of this year, of 2022, the leadership of the Senate brings those House-passed pieces of legislation back to the floor of the Senate, knowing probably very well that they will fail to secure the required 60 votes. Nonetheless, that vote is put up to the United States Senate, and indeed it does fail to pass. It does fail to pass. And so what that means is, of course, that Shelby County continues to be good law in the United States of America, as is Brnovich. And again, the upshot of this recent legislative attempt and the failure coming out of the House successfully reaching this roadblock in the Senate is that we have not corrected. We have not done the fixes that could, in fact, fix the problems that the United States Supreme Court has identified in Sections 4 and 5 and Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell has expressed opposition to these bills that would, in fact, accomplish, restore the Voting Rights Act the way it was in 1965 and through its amendments over the course of the past many decades. Mitch McConnell has said that the passage of this remedying legislation is unnecessary, in his word, because there is currently, in his words, no threat to the voting rights law, no threat to voting rights in America. And many Republicans, including the Republican leader in the Senate, some in the House as well, have argued that the law, these acts that have come out of the House to try to remedy Brnovich, that have tried to remedy the problem identified in Shelby County, are in fact an attempt to federalize control of state elections to the advantage of the Democrats. And again, politicizing in a major way what should be a bipartisan, nonpartisan, apolitical movement to ensure that everyone has access to voting in America. And yet that is where things stand. In the 117th Congress, which still is in place, we do in fact have the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, Rights Advancement Act, the Freedom to Vote Act that accomplished these changes. They are not passing. Why? Because in the Senate, once again, a filibuster prevents a 60-vote approval of them. It is the other reason why, as we have talked on this program and certainly lots of discussion in America these days about the significant impact that the filibuster has on the capacity of legislation to receive enough votes to pass in the United States Senate. You eliminate the filibuster, and today, by virtue of the fact that the vice president can cast a deciding vote, this legislation could in fact pass if the rules of the Senate are changed. But right now, that legislation is not active, it is not alive, and perhaps in the next Congress, in the 118th Congress, these laws will be brought up again. They certainly will be. Affixed to Shelby County, affixed to Brnovich, and a restoration of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. We'll look forward to that in the coming Congress. We'll look forward to see what the Senate does, what the House does. We encourage you to send representatives to Congress that are in support of a restoration of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Write to your elected officials. Tell them that voting is important in America. Voting is important in the state of Wisconsin, other places throughout the United States of America. I have once again enjoyed our time this morning with you, our discussion about voting rights in America. Join us again next week when we take up another issue related to law and the aspiration for justice in America here in Morning Cannolis. This is WAUK Radio, the Sean Waukesha. My name is Jim Santel. Good afternoon, good morning, have a good day, be safe, be well, and promote voting rights in America.